Hello, I'm Sharad, one of the program managers in StoolSimple team here at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how to configure and register a StoolSimple virtual array with StoolSimple Manager in Azure. We log into the local web UI, select the machine type, join domain, register the StoolSimple virtual array with Azure, configure a storage account, and then I'm going to show you how to get service data encryption key for registering multiple devices and also touch upon troubleshooting log collection using the local web UI. To get the IP address of my StoolSimple virtual array, I log into my hypervisor and right click on that virtual machine, connect to it, and log into the virtual machine. Here, it opens up a console and gives me the IP address of this virtual machine it got through DHCP server. In case you have connected it to a network which doesn't have a DHCP server, you can set the IP address of this virtual machine using the command set HCS IP address, provided with an IP address, netmask, and gateway. From a web browser, I point it to the IP address of my StoolSimple virtual array, log into the local UI, and this shows me the getting started page. Here it gives me options for setting up the StoolSimple virtual array. Two settings are mandatory. I need to set up the device settings and cloud settings where I am going to register this virtual array with StoolSimple Manager on Azure. Let's go through each of these settings. Under network settings, it's going to show me the IP address which it got through DHCP server. In case you have set up the static IP address, it'll show you the static IP address. Also, it gives me an option to set up the DNS service, and I need to have the DNS service which can resolve the Azure storage account names. Under device settings, I have the option of selecting this virtual array either to be a file server or to be an iSCSI server. I am going to select file server for this demo and give it a name. Call this one as SVA SFO and then join it to the domain. Once I give the domain name and click on apply, it's going to ask me for the credentials to join the domain. I need to give it a credentials which has the rights to join the domain. Then I click on apply. This is going to join this virtual machine to the domain and change the name of the device to the one I have specified. Once the domain join is complete, I check the next settings. Here, if you're using any web proxy to reach the internet, you can go ahead and give the web proxy information. This is an optional setting. Under time settings, I'm going to give the time zone and a time server to which this virtual machine is going to sync its time with. We have to ensure that the time is maintained on this virtual machine so that it can authenticate with Azure. Under cloud settings, I need to give the registration key to register this virtual machine with Azure. To get the registration key, I go to my StoolSimple Manager and then click on Registration Key. Once the registration key is fetched, I can copy this one and paste it onto my StoolSimple virtual array. If this is the first device I'm registering with my StoolSimple Manager, I don't have to provide the service data encryption key. This is going to be automatically generated. For the subsequent devices, you need to provide this service data encryption key. Towards the end of this video, I'm going to show you how to get that service data encryption key. Now, I go ahead and click on register. This is going to register this virtual array with the StoolSimple Manager and then go through a reboot. Let's wait for it to reboot. Once the reboot of the virtual machine is complete, The local UI is going to take me to the login page. Now I can go to my Store Simple Manager on Azure, go to Devices. Here it shows me the newly registered device. I click on that one and associate with a storage account. Me choose the storage account. Then provide a 32 character long encryption key, which is going to be used for encrypting all the data which is sent through this virtual array into Azure. Click accept, and that should complete the registration of the device. To register subsequent devices, I need to get the service data encryption key. For that, I can log into the first device which is registered and go to cloud settings. From here, I can click on get service data encryption key. Any subsequent devices which I'm going to register needs both the registration key as well as this service data encryption key. If you face any issues while registering or while running this virtual appliance, you can go ahead and troubleshoot it by running some diagnostic tests on the local UI of the virtual machine. Go to diagnostics test and then run the diagnostics test, which is going to do the network testing, name resolution test, web proxy test, and time sync. So let's go ahead and run the diagnostic tests. It's going to take a few seconds for it to run the test and then show you the result of the test. If you have any issues, you can go ahead and collect the system logs from system log section of troubleshooting. You can click on create log package. This is going to bundle all the logs into a zip file and allow you to download that logs. If you have any problems, you can contact us on our forum, and I'll be giving you the URL to reach us towards the end of this video. Once the log package is generated, you can go ahead and download it from this page. The log package is created. I can click on download log package, and this downloads the support package. In the next video, I'm going to show you how to create shares or volumes, backup that data, and restore data from Azure. Thank you for watching.